Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
You want to be an entrepreneur, or you're a founder who's built a business and you're getting ready to go to exit 6, which is exiting a business. But yet you aren't spending any time with people who've actually done that or people who expect to do that. What do you think the likelihood of success is that you're actually going to achieve or accomplish that goal?
This can't be it. There has to be more. Wait, am I crazy? No. If you're yearning for more and working hard to make your dreams a reality, then you're in the right place. Welcome to Dreamcatchers. It's the only show committed to helping you self-actualize and then transcend, leaving you with the legacy you've always desired. Listen in on conversations with successful philanthropists, entrepreneurs, and founders every week as we connect with them for inspiration, education, and direction. Your host, Jerome Myers, is here to help you exit the matrix and transform into a leader of your own revolution. The question is, do you believe your dreams should be real?
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Dreamcatchers podcast. I'm your host, Jerome, and I am doing another solo episode. We are 4 episodes in, baby, and I think this is number 3, actually. But look, man. Regardless of whether it's 3 or 4, I'm just grateful to be hanging out with you guys, trying to do more of this 101 action to see if it has an impact on the listeners. So if you are out there in Dreamcatcher's land and you are enjoying what I'm doing here, please shoot me a message, tag me on social. Let me know that this is actually making a difference. As we dive into almost 300 episodes of the podcast, I thought it might be worthwhile to go ahead and switch this thing up a little bit. And so last week, we talked about self-image and we talked about self-love and how that impacts our life and our experience in life. I think so many folks are out there trying to move to another space and a place, but they aren't actually doing the work to impact their self-image. So if you missed that episode, jump back to the one from last week. And there you will get what we have in the Red Pill model as the keys to creating that new self-image that's going to help you get to the next place. And we're going to move on up to level 2 of the Red Pill model this week, which is relationships. Look, man, the people that you spend the most time with, not the people, but the expectations of those people is what creates your life. And so if you've been to a live event for me, you've probably been exposed to the 2C model. And in the 2C model, we dig in on the 5 relationships and how they are actually impacting your life. Think about that for a second. Think about that for a second.
The 5 people you spend the most time with, who are they? Don't tell me that you don't have anybody. Don't give me the people that just live in your house. We're thinking about the people, and you can include a romantic partner if that's the situation you're in. But please don't count your 4 kids and say, all right, those are the 5 people I spend the most time with. We're looking for the 5 people you spend the most time with outside your home. And we want to do that because many times the home's an echo chamber. The home is a place where people see the world very similarly, or they pretend to, in order to keep harmony. So we want to go out and really understand what the people outside of your home that you spend the most time with are expecting out of life. And we do this exercise for one thing and one thing only. To see if, for a fact, that what they expect out of life is what you're getting in your life. I often hear people who want to be entrepreneurs talking about the people that they spend time with, and they aren't spending any time with entrepreneurs. They're spending time with the coworkers, and they're wondering why their side hustle isn't actually creating the results for them that they deserve or desire. Jumping back to last week's episode, people don't actually feel like they deserve much. We're really digging into the desire piece of it, right? They're not getting what they desire. Let's say that you want to be an entrepreneur, or you're a founder who's built a business and you're getting ready to go to exit six, which is exiting a business. But yet you aren't spending any time with people who've actually done that or people who expect to do that. What do you think the likelihood of success is that you're actually going to achieve or accomplish that goal? I think for most people who've actually been in this process and they've actually explored how much of a difference environment actually makes, and they understand how important it is to create an environment conducive for the outcome that you want to create, you'll understand that the likelihood is very small that you're going to get what you want. And this goes for anything. It could be you want to lose weight or release weight, and so you're changing the way that you eat or what you eat. If you're hanging out with people who are going out and drinking and eating hamburgers and French fries, it's highly likely that you're not going to hit your weight loss goals. Creating an environment where it's easy to actually do the thing that you plan to do, or at the minimum, you're getting reinforcement on the activity that you're supposed to be doing to create your outcome, has a huge, and I mean huge, impact on your life. So if you've ever heard of our 2C matrix, which is one of my favorite tools that we use to help people get clarity on their relationship satisfaction, then you will know that there's two axes. The vertical axis is capacity. The horizontal axis is contribution. Now, this is a four square or a quadrant model where you can have high capacity and high contribution, which would be in the upper right-hand corner. You can have low capacity and low contribution, which would be in the bottom left-hand corner. You can have high capacity and low contribution, which is in the upper left-hand corner. And you can have high contribution and low capacity, which is in the lower right-hand corner. A lot of people want to unlock their ultimate potential, but lack the strategy, support, and stamina necessary to achieve their major goals. They often try to overcome these challenges by trying to do it on their own, causing frustration, fatigue, and eventually failure. We have developed a model for a center life, aka the red pill, to help them bolster their beliefs, gain clarity on their path to success, and provide accountability as they take action on their goals. When they take the red pill, they rapidly accelerate attainment of their goals and begin to experience a life of significance and impact. Want to find out more? Hop over to JeromeMyers.co. Now, let's get back to the episode. Now, I want you to think about people, and I know we need to get an operational definition for what contribution and capacity are. So let's go there. Contribution is when people actually roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty, helping you achieve or accomplish the thing that you are interested in achieving or accomplishing. Capacity is their ability to help you get things done. Now, this is something that I think so few people actually think about when they're spending the time with people. And so this is why it's so important for us to actually take the time and do this 2C matrix. All right. So you got your five people. If you're scared that they're going to see it, just use the first initial. And I want you to plot or place their name or initial in the different boxes that they fit in. Again, contribution is them actually helping you, and capacity is their ability to help you. If you need an example of capacity, think about it from the standpoint of, I need to get people to my new product offering, and this person has a really large social media following or email list, or they're influential in the community and they can direct people to me. That person would have high capacity. a person with low capacity would be maybe someone who you're asking to help you with the engineering problem, but they've got a business degree, as an example. All right. So go ahead, drop the five names down. Are they high capacity, low contribution? Are they high capacity, high contribution? Go ahead and drop the five folks in. All right. Now that you got those folks in, what I will tell you is normal is for less than 40% of the people, so two out of the five people, to be on the high side when it relates to capacity. So that means most people are going to be on the low capacity part of the grid. And then there's going to be some type of split between low contribution and high contribution. Now, if your 2C matrix looks like that, congratulations, you're average. And I'll take it back. You're not average. It is what is normal for an apex performer. Traditionally, folks just like you attract people to them who are looking for source. They want to be plugged in. They want to be connected to somebody who's making a difference. And oftentimes, those relationships are ones that drain us. They're ones that slow us down. They're ones that, at times, if they don't demonstrate gratitude, we resent. And I just want you to know that is perfectly normal and it's okay. I know you might not want to run out and tell them, hey, I resent you, or you're dragging me down, or you're slowing me down, or you're negatively impacting my progress towards my goals and dreams. You may feel obligated to help these folks. But once you have the awareness of their impact on your life, I think it's extremely important that you take inventory on how you're going to move forward. It's my personal belief that the low side of the capacity chart, or the capacity piece of the matrix, is not where we spend all of our time initially. More often than not, there is one person on the grid who is high capacity but low contribution. And my advice to my private clients, whenever we do the 2C matrix, is for them to reach out to that person who is high capacity and low contribution and say, hey, you're someone who I really value and appreciate having in my life. I know that you have the capacity to help me take things to the next level. And I'm not sure if you see me as someone who is a mutually beneficial relationship for you, but I want us to take our relationship to the next level. Right now, I see you as a person in my network who's underutilized, and I would love to move you to the space where you are mutually beneficial for me. I'd love to spend a few minutes with you talking about my goals and how I see you being able to help me. Would you be interested in sitting down with me? And without fail, the person is always interested in having that conversation. And through time and through reciprocity, very commonly, my clients are able to take advantage of that person that they have in their network to help them get to the next level. And by them getting to the next level, helping that person feel one of two things: a sense of accomplishment, because they helped the person achieve the goal, or a sense of pride from the fact that they were seen in high regard. They were respected by the person who reached out to them. Now, this episode is getting a little long, and I could talk more about relationships and the things that are most important in them, but I think it's best that I just cut this off here and let you all ponder on what you're going to do with the five people on your matrix and make decisions on who should continue on this journey with you. Look, elevation requires separation. And I implore you to make sure that you got the right people on your rocket ship so you can take this thing to the next level. Until the next time, your dreams should be real. We'll talk to you on the next episode.
Thank you for joining the tribe today. We would love to hear from you. Please don't forget to rate, like, and share. Perhaps someone you know could benefit from what we've discussed. Until the next time, remember that your dreams should be real.